I spoke with Bobby Womack in 1999. We talked first about singer Sam Cooke, who changed Womack's life. Womack first heard Cooke sing in church.
It was in the early 1950s. He had just joined the Soul Stirrers. And it was strange because the guy that was this lead singer of the Soul Stirrers, R.H. Harris, was Sam idolized and worshipped the ground he walked on. And that's who he was trying to sing like. So R.H. Harris started to give him voice lessons and work with him. But R.H. Harris was like Rudolph Valentino. He had a woman in every city. And in every city, he also had kids. So it got to a point for child support. He couldn't perform anywhere because they would pick him up and take him off the stage. So it was really weird. So he says, I can't go out anymore. I don't know why he was able to stay in Chicago. Would it be because he didn't have no kids there? But anyway, he got Sam. Sam was 16, 17, and he said, this guy's got to replace me because I'm hurting the group. And Sam came in and took over. He took over so fast that it seemed like the people forgot about Harris. And Sam came to Cleveland to perform with the Soul Stirrers.